And lastly, number five, we have the SDI wide
BT. Yes, I know this one. Do you know this one?
I don't know this one. Yes. Yeah. Suck dick if yo bitch tits.
That's it. How did you know? How did you know that?
Suck dick if yo bitch. I don't know.
Start digging in your butt, twin.
Oh, fuck.
You're like, that's what my mom was texting me.
Guys!
We are in the new studio.
I am so excited about how this looks.
I'm pissed because I still just got to look at Jack. Like, my view is Jack. Jack's view is this beautiful set and some beautiful boys.
Hey!
I'm going to do the intro while looking at the set.
Do it!
Holy shit.
I mean, it is beautiful, guys. We have windows in the set now
windows.
That we can change. And if we feel bad about ourselves, we can make it rain. That's not real yet, but we can install that.
I want to put something behind these windows. I want to put like a man scratching on it or like a cat. Ooh.
Okay.
You know, like haunted houses will have like a cat in the window
behind
it.
Oh, yeah, it's good. You know how Banksy has the cats? I'm going to put a big foot, like a shadow of a foot behind me.
Dude, we could get like fake fire flames and it's like on fire behind
us. Yeah. Oh yeah, so when I'm looking at you, I can look at your beautiful face, and I can be warmth. Like I feel warmth through the fire.
So,
and if we're feeling good, we can do sunsets, sunrises.
Yes.
Or, and then we can get segments that's sponsored by whatever the fuck, and we can put their picture back.
My birds.
Exactly. Aren't real.
Well, the government would sponsor that segment.
Exactly.
.gov. So if you're listening right now on Spotify, Well, how would you describe it? Mahogany, wood, oak?
It's mahogany. It's wood. Mahogany. I would go with mahogany. A nice grain we picked.
You know what it feels like? It feels like a lake house.
You know what? I fucking love that. It feels like a lake house where someone reads. These chairs feel like we read a lot.
Yeah.
Because we got this nice red leather with the rivets in it.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Yeah.
And we also have pictures of us. And the new sign.
The new sign is phenomenal.
I mean, it's so phenomenal. It was so expensive when I hang myself, and maybe
no,
I will.
No, the sign already did that.
Oh, shit.
Except it didn't hang itself. We had to pay someone to hang it.
Yeah. But it's neon, guys. It looks so sick.
We had the blue wooden sign since we first started down here.
Yeah.
That thing made it
to
like
three
different studios.
And the guy who made it, if you're still listening, hopefully you are. Thank you so much.
We
love it. And it's now, it's not gone. It's just in the other part of the office. So it's not gone forever. But yeah, guys, we are so excited for this new studio. It just has a nice little warm look. We're going to, same content, but it's going to look fucking better. Okay. How about that?
And wooden.
Yeah.
Who's John Wooden?
I think it's a coach. John Wooden's a coach.
A Jack Harlow song. John Wooden.
Oh, I think John Wooden's
a
coach.
Like a guy who would know random Jack Harlow lyrics.
Yeah, he was a college basketball coach.
Yep.
And speaking of college, have you seen the names of the new college football players?
I have not.
Year?
Oh, I definitely have.
Is it Trevor Wallace? What do you mean? What do you mean? What are the names? Pull them up.
So these are the craziest names of college football.
King
this
Large.
Season. King Large. Offensive lineman.
Or
SMU.
When he's at in school, they go, Large King. That's awesome.
King Large.
Next one, please.
Dude, I didn't know if we wanted to keep going.
All right,
next.
Jack, I'll have you read this one. I'll read the first name. Noah, you want to say a last name?
I got it.
Not really.
What?
It starts with a K.
How
do we explain this one?
The word that nobody can say in this room. We got it. He's coming out with a merch. You know that? He has merch out.
That's genius.
I swear to God, he has merch out.
Good for him. He's going to make so much money on that deal. Well, in what position? Linebacker. Okay, he's playing in Michigan. I'm excited for the old announcers to have, they're going to struggle with that.
They're just going to call him Noah K.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, Noah K, the rest of the stuff that I say on a porch when no one's listening.
How do you say it?
His first name is Noah and his last name is I'm not even going to try to say that. So we immediately did a deep dive. How the hell are you supposed to say this man's last name? Because he's about to get so many people fired. And ladies and gentlemen, after doing a lot of digging, we found his father, You pronounced his last name.
James Adams of TriStateFootball.com here with Coach Ryan Konega. Coach.
So it was his dad, and it, you do say the K.
Yeah.
You but do you say the other part, too.
You do say, but the K is doing a heavy lift there. Yeah. Like, he is heavy lifting.
But think about the word knife. That K is silent.
Oh, right.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And if you had two more Ks, problem
not
as
so
well.
Silent.
Not so silent.
Pointy, though.
Very pointy, and horses and fire.
Do they have horses?
They always have horses. You know what's bullshit? Did they even ask the horse if they could fucking put that on?
Whoa.
They put it on the horse. The horse. What if the horse is like, what the fuck is this?
Next.
All right, next one. General Booty.
I like that. That sounds like my Xbox Live name. General Booty playing Call of Duty. General Booty's great.
General Booty is awesome. I couldn't, first, his last name Booty. Dude, this is what I'm going to do to my kid. I'm going to name him such a fucked name that he's going to be good at football.
Because
General Booty caught so much shit in school. He's like, cool, but watch this fucking hot route and just threw it to the goddamn, just broke someone's nose. Like, all right, well, I can't make fun of him anymore. Cannon. He also plays for a team called the Warhawks. That's, I mean, if your name is General Booty, you're not getting head. I mean, that is awful.
Just naming your son General. Like, imagine looking at a little baby and calling him General.
Yeah.
That's
and
odd.
He's not even an insurance baby.
I mean, that's insane.
For the best part, go draw a line, go to the general, save some time. Hire a fucking actor. I'm sick and tired of seeing that animated goddamn idiot, stupid, dumb fuck no eyes and just a giant mustache.
Listen, if I'm a general, save some time, whatever, I'm paying
that
guy
what you do.
$0. I'm paying that guy $0. That motherfucker is drawn
true.
One time. He gets no residuals. Fuck him.
That's also true.
He's made of pencil ink. That's not even real.
Yes. Well, it is true because, like, if you're Flo from Progressive,
yep.
Now you can do appearances based off your commercial.
Yep.
So the general ain't doing appearances.
No.
The only appearances, animation. I'm surprised your openers on stage aren't animation.
Honestly, we're going there. AI, yep. Openers, 25 minutes. Do it.
Good. Do it now.
If my last name's Booty, I'm going to name my kid Get Some.
The next name is Indiana Jones.
Kill your parents. Literally, take both of your parents' head, drown them in a really, really, really deep creek. Fuck you. You ruined my life. You ruined my fucking life because you want to be funny.
But he looks like he's leaning into the bit.
He has to. Can I say this? I want to say this. It's kind of crazy. He's not. He doesn't look big. His arms are kind of twiggy.
He's a wide receiver, though.
Can I also ask this? Is he holding a whip?
Indiana Jones.
I understand. I mean, okay.
Yeah, it's not a great look in 2025.
It's not great.
He could have stuck with a hat.
The next one is Tommy Running Rabbit. That can't be real.
Well, I saw
a comment. It's because he's indigenous.
Yeah.
And that's his name.
His family owns casinos. I think he's
fine. But, like, it's good he's a running back. Like, imagine if they had him on, like, the D line. Like, no, you're running. 6'1".
Running back.
Wow.
That highlights them. What's that website people use? FanDuel? Where do you see the? Yeah, Huddle. I'm going to upload a video of me just shotgunning a beer on Huddle.
Do you see what they did with Shane Gillis? In Notre Dame?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they put him, what did they say? He was out for the game because he was like hungover. You know, they put the injury report?
Yeah, they put
Shane Gillis hungover or something like that. So funny.
That's awesome.
Did you see he opened for Zach Bryan?
Yeah. Notre Dame Stadium.
Does that have to be like the most terrifying thing to open for a
There
concert?
Couldn't be more overlap of a fan, I would say.
I mean,
actually, I don't know. Zach Bryan might have really, really, his demo is probably more predominantly female.
I don't think anymore.
Dude, I don't think people care about his fans are.
Yeah, but no, but Shane Gillis performing in front of Notre Dame fans. I mean, that's like literally how he crushes.
If you had to open for a concert, what concert would it be?
Tate McRae.
Tate McRae's really good.
I'm on stage, be like, hey, if you look like Tate, hit me up.
Oh, yeah. Mine would be like Paw Patrol. I'm just saying because my humor is like silly and fucking not like weird. Don't look at me weird.
All right. The next one is The Realist Clark.
Good.
This one is the best one.
Yes.
Good. That's, I mean, I love that.
Dude, The Realist That's so fucking sick. It sounds like a, it literally sounds like a rapper, but it's his real name.
It is funny because the first part is so cool, and then it's just like Clark.
Yeah.
It's just like Clark.
Yeah,
the realist. Clark.
Clark.
Yeah, another one you can't say. Luke.
What? Oh. All right.
I wouldn't even know how to begin to say this.
Well, there's a Fisher online, and his last name is a part, and then is Meyer at the end.
Yes.
James something. I think he follows me on Instagram.
Yeah, this guy, James, also tough word to say in the beginning.
Go to a video. You play a video of him.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he says
go to the right. Go to the right. Like, next.
Uh-oh.
Hey everyone, James Niggemeier here. Wanted to give you my Progressive Insurance tournament recap from the Leech Lake Bassmaster Open, which was the fourth.
It does stink like to have a name you can't even say. You just
you gotta say it.
I mean,
so
you can.
Fast.
Yeah,
like he's gone his whole life. There's like a lineage of it.
Mm-hmm.
How do last names get made? Hmm. Where did this come from?
Do you know Steve Kerr's son?
I do.
Yes,
but that's a choice.
I mean, Steve Kerr is such a like a nice, very smart man. No one said, hey, Mr. Kerr, maybe
but
we
I
shouldn't
think
do
the,
this.
The internet kind of made that. The internet kind of made that like a. Go to the next one.
All right. Next one is Legend Journey.
Love it.
I mean, dude, it's so cool. It sounds like it's just made up. Legend Journey. That's great.
That's awesome. What else we got?
Mobility.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Insane. That's but like, thank God that you're playing football. Because imagine you're like on the golf team named Mobility. Yeah. What are you, a golf cart?
The next one is Dude Person.
Okay. That is like a generic name when you like start a video game and you don't fill it in. And it's like Dude Person.
Yeah. That was amazing.
D.I.C. Hopkins.
Wow.
Yeah. Great. Love it.
I mean, D.I.C.
Squirrel White. That's what I would have thought. Two guys ago would have been named. Yeah. The white guy should have been named Squirrel White.
I mean, that white guy looks like he chases squirrels.
Yes.
I will say the first name Squirrel is so fucking cool.
Yeah, that's a cool name.
It is
cool. What's your name? Oh, Squirrel. I mean,
what? Would you abbreviate that as?
Squirr? Squirr?
Nut.
SQ? SQ is such a sick name.
SQ is hard. Squirrel White. Sir Kanye. Well, how is the last name the hardest part?
Venable?
Yep, you got it.
Sir Kanye, you think he wants to take out the Kanye part? Yeah. Sir Ye Venable?
So out of all these, which one would you want to name yourself?
Dude Person.
Dude Person. Dude Person Blauson is the fucking best.
Dude Person. I would honestly, if football didn't work out, I'd just go into music. Dude Person.
Dude Person.
Who have you seen tonight? Dude. Person.
Dude, no, but like, but who you seeing though?
Dude, person.
What? Who? Like, what artist?
Dude, person.
This guy just offs himself.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Football's back. Jack, the Eagles won. Are you fired up?
I am very fired up. They play the Chiefs, or they actually just beat the Chiefs.
You talking about Running Rabbit?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. They beat the Chiefs.
Fuck.
Oh, you finally got it?
Oh, man.
The old fuck is so funny. But yeah, they're slated to win, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, we're going to win it again, and I'm going to go to the parade again. And
what parade? The one we hope?
show us that water bottle again, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah, if you want to see me, I'm on Patreon. But
next week. What is this? New iPhone's out. New iPhone alert.
God.
I don't even know what one I have anymore. It feels like it's like now that's what I call music. They're like, I don't even know what phone it is, what I have. Someone's like, you have the 15 or the 16. All I know is like BC, before charger, like the change. BC.
Yeah.
What charger you got? USB-C. Okay, so you have this one. I don't know.
Are you USB, whatever the fuck, USB-C?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not. I got an old phone. That's my dude, that's why I'm fucking charging my phone from the back. Like a fucking, like a dude person. I mean, dude, I'm literally fucking my phone from the back.
Go buy a new phone.
I'm just waiting for the goddamn new phone to drop. Also, oh, bitch, I'm so excited. I'm so excited because, you know, they changed the back to get the flip. You know how you're yelling about how you want the front camera to be better? Fuck the front camera. You don't even need the front camera anymore because it has a convertible top on the back. Say whip.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does. Bring
I
it up,
saw
please.
The I saw
watch,
the
watch,
iOS.
Watch, 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 watch.
What is this? What is this?
Watch, watch, watch it. Ooh, bitch.
That is not real.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
How is it not real? Look.
I saw the iOS. They showed photos of it. It only has two cameras.
Boom. No, but
I mean,
but,
Luke,
but
that would be genius if they did, but that's not it.
Are we 100% sure this is... No, this is real. This is real. Look at that flip. Sweep. Dude, it's like a sidekick, but a real small one. T-Mobile sidekick, anyone?
Is that true?
I'm very excited. I mean, dude, talk
why isn't
about-
it plugged in? He's at the Apple store. I think he made that. Dude, it's fake.
It's not plugged in. You're right.
It moves too slow.
But dude, filming porn on that would be so fun.
Are you right when the phone comes out, you get the new one?
I'm on a list right now.
Which one? Epstein?
Yeah. No, I put myself on a fucking like VIP list to get me one immediately because my phone is about to
How'd you get on a VIP list?
I don't know. Arlo hit me up on it.
Oh, Michael, it is fake. There's not even three cameras on it.
No, man. It has the pro, baby.
They keep, all they're doing is musical chairs with these fucking camera lenses. Put one on the front.
Hit the pro, please.
What did they change? Go to 17 Pro? Watch 17 this. How are they already at 17?
17, you can almost fuck it.
Oh, that
no one's laughing. I'm fucking pissed.
Oh my God.
No one. Zero people thought. No one. No one even giggled. I'm going to fuck. I swear
I'm
to God.
I'm an iPhone 18 guy, honestly.
All right. That's what I said, almost.
Yeah. Whoa. Go back. That it does look like it could do that.
Does it do the flip?
Why, dude, it looks like an Android. I don't want this shit.
Who the
what
hell,
are these colors?
Who
Clemson?
The hell's gonna get the orange? I was gonna say, who the hell is gonna spend $18 million and get a $19 million?
Can you airdrop me those photos? Shut the fuck up.
It's the same. They're like, oh, we have more megapixels. Shut up. No one cares. What
the
is the difference?
The stats they drop are always like they're supposed to make us big. Ooh. One of them was like, you get 50% charging in 20 minutes. I'm like, I feel like that's slow.
How many?
50% charging 20 minutes.
Oh, that feels very slow.
Yeah, but they were like, yeah, it's a flex. I'm like, girl, plug that shit into a laptop. You'll fucking charge up.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, what does this say? Best ever iPhone battery life and up to 4 more hours per full charge. Well, what was the first? How many hours is that?
Yeah.
Who
I thought
remembers?
Taco Bell is like 80% more beef. What the fuck was it before?
Correct.
And what's the other 20?
What is this?
Go down.
Give me something
cool. Up to 33 hours, which is funny because that's not even up to 33 hours.
Yeah, but that's
video
a,
playback.
But that's the fun.
Holy
oh,
goon.
I mean, 33 hour on Pornhub is crazy. 39 hours. So, go ahead.
That's the stat I was telling you about. Up to 50% charge in 20 minutes. That doesn't feel like a long time.
But if it goes 15 hours for 50%, it's kind of a long time.
Mm.
But I don't agree with this. I'm going to do one FaceTime and one text is going to run at 11%. This whole thing is bullshit. It's like the Tesla charging. They're like, hey, it goes 280 miles if you go 4 miles an hour.
Yeah, and no AC, and everybody in the car is bulimic. Should I say that or no?
two really funny things you said there. I don't know why the first part has anything to do with battery life.
Because they're lighter.
I didn't get that either.
What?
Remember the part where I said it's almost fuckable and zero people laughed?
Yeah.
We have a glass, new glass table. I'm going to break it. One more. This is not an audio podcast. One more.
Yeah. Okay.
Is anyone in this room going to get it?
What?
Is anyone in this room going to get it?
I'm ready for an upgrade.
Are you? Is anyone in this room going to get it besides
You know what pisses me off the most about it is the cameras are on both sides now. So the phone, yeah, it's like under a line. So it's like this, but without getting that one. So the phone's going to be even more wobbly.
Oh, fuck.
All I've ever wanted, well, there's a lot, but I want a better front camera, which I don't know why the fuck they don't, but I want a flat back where the camera is in line with the back. So it's smooth across.
Yeah.
So when you lay it down, it lays flat. That's why I have this weird ass fucking edgelord hyperpunk case, is because it's flat across the top. But even then, I type in it like still
boom booms
a little bit. But without it, it's just so wobbly. And I type like a librarian on that bitch.
I just want them to do one thing where I'm shocked and appalled. Look at it. More megapixels. Nobody can tell. You geek fuck. You geek fuck. Yeah. Put a spoon on that bitch. Do you know what I mean? Put something where I'm like, oh, dude.
Put a knife on that bitch.
Yeah. But like, put something that's functional. Dude, like, if I could have, like, I don't even know, my car key that comes out, like, something.
Or, like, a loop that, like, and I know they make case and attachment, but, like, a loop that you can put your finger through, but then sick. Goes flat back into the phone, or lighter, or...
Or just finds pussy, like, something fun.
Yes.
Dude, you ever think someone puts an Apple tag in their wife's or girlfriend's vulva so they always know where their cooter is?
Well, they probably put it in their purse, but yeah.
Their coin purse? Vagina joke. But it's something fun. Like, I really do think something like that's very like functional. I know I'm joking with a spoon, but like kind of not. Just do something where I'm like, oh, whoa, it's different. Because it's the same. I will not be able to tell. I have an iPhone 7 or the fuck I have. I will not be able to tell the difference. It will not impact my life, not one bit. Now it will because my battery's fucked. But it's, you know what I mean? Have it hold Zins. Like something.
Well, the annoying part is like, and people listening are like, well, just buy a case that has that. But why can't the phone just...
You know what? I think big case is conspiring with iPhones.
Yeah.
Because every single time they get a new goddamn iPhone, the entire case market is fisting themselves because they're like, cool, I'm going to re-up now.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's got a new right code. Now somewhere in Vegas ripping it up.
Oh, my God. God.
Oh, we're about to bread the fuck out.
Oh my God.
I was going to ask you guys a question. Like, do you think when the first phone came out, like the one that Alexander Graham Bell created, they were like, this thing's the same. This thing's been the same for 20 years.
Or do you think they were like, this is cool, but it needs a phone case?
Buddy, I think they were so fucking excited that they could call Mississippi. Yeah. Like, dude, to be able to, I mean, look at that. I mean, dude, that's a Zach Morris phone. He got so much pussy and pizza with that goddamn phone.
Was he in Saved by the Bell?
Yes. The blonde dude.
Yeah.
So what do you think the next generation is of phone?
In your head. In your 100%. Sunglasses.
I have a whole bit about it. Fucking slam your face, open a goddamn, open a goddamn
I
whatever.
I think it's going to be merging the sunglasses you have, Ray-Ban Metas, with your phone, where, like Apple Watch, it'll pop up on the screen. It'll be like, new text message.
Yeah.
Oh, I do think Apple's next product is going to be a version of the Vision Pros, but they're just gonna make sunglasses that might have reflective mirroring type things on it.
The next generation of Vision Pros are gonna be banana. I mean, they kind of have to be.
Yeah.
Remember those? I mean, everyone was jerking.
Oh, I saw somebody with those at the airport recently, and I went big, hey, buddy, we left those.
Those are done.
Last year, dumbass.
Idiot. I mean, they lost billions on that.
The thought was there, but it just wasn't as futuristic and then revolutionary as they thought.
Nah, but the next generation, dude, is going
to
be...
But I think if they find a way to, like, you know how, like, your car sometimes will, like, show the speed on the glass reflection?
Yeah.
I think if Apple finds a way to, like, somehow do that, but you have regular glasses on, but then you get a text and it pops up in your lower right corner.
Ooh,
you know,
that would be sick.
And then everybody's going to be in public being, like, just having a conversation and be like, yeah, no, for sure, and be like...
It's going to be so annoying. I mean, because
even talking to an Apple Watch motherfucker is annoying.
Yeah.
Every 40 seconds. Yeah, so I mean, how's it? Yeah, no, dude, how's touring? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it.
That kills me when people are like mid-conversation and they're like, yeah, so I think I'm eating at the,
what's this?
I think, but the phone is annoying too. It's like, shut the fuck up and pay attention. The
phone is more rude, but the watch one, whoever wears an Apple Watch, when they check during the conversation, it feels like it doesn't come off as rude to them.
It's awful.
They're like, sorry, my wrist is vibrating. Okay.
Cool. I don't like when people when I'm on a Zoom with somebody and then they're checking their Apple Watch. So I'm like, I don't even want to fucking be here.
Oh, when their eyes go and check the notifications.
Oh my God. It kills me. It kills me. I don't want to be here and now you're checking.
I don't want to be here.
Fucking...
You don't want to be here. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Rock, paper, scissors? Give me $1 million.
Dude, that's why I left my therapist. I'm done. Really? I don't want to be here. You definitely don't want to be here. Buy a new fucking desk chair, you loser. I hate him. I think about him probably every 3 days. How much I hate him, how much money he took from me for no fucking help. Really? Cool. I think every year you should take an assessment and the government should be like, where are you at? I'm saying, I still want to kill myself. They go, cool, 50% rebate because your therapist sucks dick.
What about like a recall? Like, hey, we just had a recall on your therapist.
That's great. A therapist should every year, you know how you have to get a new license, whatever the fuck? I think a therapist every fucking year should have to take an exam to be like, are you a good therapist? And this is how much you should charge. You suck at this. You suck at this. So your price is $250. Nope. Now you go down to $100 because you suck at this.
Yes. What is a recall? How does it work?
Like if your wheels are falling off and the 3,000 Honda Accords are recalled because the H keeps falling off.
Yeah. You should be able to recall people.
Yeah.
Hey, I invest my money into you as a therapist. Recall.
Recall. I get 50% back because you suck.
Yeah. Recall on yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, I said I would be a good guy. I went to Reno, Nevada, and I slept with a hooker. Recall on myself. I'm sorry. Here's $2,000. Can we go back to being normal?
Buddy, that's kind of how you avoid divorce.
Recall?
Well, you just go, cool, here's $50,000. Are we cool? They go, yeah. How much money do you think LeBron has spent on his wife so she doesn't leave him?
Dude, I just realized I had a dream last night where I met LeBron.
You did meet him.
I know, but I told him about that. I said, dude, I saw you at the booth.
No,
and I
swear to God.
That was last night. What the fuck? What is this? Easy Bake Oven had a recall?
Yeah, the top 10 notorious product recalls.
Dude, Easy Bake Oven they were making money.
They're still making money, dude. My niece just got one.
How old is she?
And 21. No, she's 9. But dude, really? The Easy Bake Ovens, the new age
Pull
ones
up now.
Are unbelievable.
They got an air fryer in that bitch?
I honestly do. She got a whole like taco thing.
Did you guys have the Queasy Bake Oven?
What the fuck?
You didn't have the Queasy Bake Oven?
No, my parents loved me.
The Queasy
What is a Queasy
oven?
Bake Oven?
It was like you would make slime and like eat slime.
Oh
it's
my.
It's a really good idea, man.
Wait, I want to see Easy Bake Oven after like what the new ones look like. What? That's it?
Yeah. You would make like worms.
Is that Brock Lesnar on the front of that?
This is what I got.
I guess. That makes so much sense, dude.
Owned by the same people, I'd imagine, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I want to see what the Easy Bake
2025
is.
Yeah, the updated ones are cool. You know what's funny? I don't know. I think it is. Do they get hot?
Easy Bake Ovens?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Yes. It's like a light bulb in there that cooks a brownie like really slow.
Yeah, it's a light bulb.
Dude, how many people have ever smoked meth from an Easy Bake Oven? Can we look that up? Like, I wonder what the most down bad moment.
For a meth guy?
What?
For a meth person?
Yeah, but just
I mean,
like,
probably just use like a magnifying glass. You know what I mean? Like.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably like.
But you know, like at one point when like back in college or something, it's like you really want to smoke and nobody has weed. So you're like doing like resin hits. Like,
yeah.
What's like the funniest thing an Easy Bake Oven's been used for? Like, has anybody like took the top off and used the bulb to light something?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, are people making edibles in an Easy Bake Oven? What's the most down bad moment of an Easy Bake Oven?
That edibles is yes. There's for sure been a moment where someone has made edibles using Easy Bake Oven 100%.
Were they even good?
I don't know.
There's no way.
I couldn't wait. She was like, I'm almost done. I was like, cool. I'm leaving the family.
Watch me attempt to make brownies in an easy bake oven.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, this is it. This is
instructions
the new one,
I am loosely following. It needed more water.
It's mainly just like
spray. Yeah, I do not have the right pans. In it goes.
This is so crazy.
Oh yeah, you push it in.
Yeah.
Time for
they're just like training women to just be in the kitchen. I'm just fucking fucked.
Is
like,
it?
Dude, for real. This new pod set got us on one, dude.
Brownie.
Oh. Dude, these are kind of fun.
Sprinkles will really fix good. This.
Oh, sprinkles?
I am 26. What am I doing? What?
Why did he get all emotional at the end? Here's my brownies. I'm 26. I lack purpose in life. Please help.
Oh my God. That was literally her last TikTok.
Oh no. Dude, those look kind of great. And I remember the thing you used to push it in. I thought it was like a conveyor belt, like at the airport. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to make one.
I couldn't wait for her to be done. I should have tried it. I'm a bad uncle.
You didn't try it?
Nah, I couldn't wait.
Well, what'd you have to do?
I had to leave. I didn't have time. She tried to make it for me at the beach, but I had to get on a fucking flight.
At the beach?
Yeah.
She brought that to the beach.
Yeah, you wouldn't. It's just one of her favorite toys.
Easy bake oven. Where did she plug it in?
Oh, she didn't bring it. She didn't bring it to the actual beach.
How would I know that?
Like on vacation.
Mm. She brought this shit on her carry-on?
No, they drove.
Oh.
Yeah. She fucking loves it, though. All right, what's another one?
The Ace Bayou Corporation beanbag chair.
How do you die off a beanbag chair? What was there, knives in there? You know what I mean? Were there grenades in the beans? How do you die off a fucking beanbag? 13-year-old
boy died from suffocation. Oh, no.
Oh, he's jerking off.
Well, it says two children died because they got suffocated by 2.2 million beads. Is two people dying enough to recall a product?
I mean, I'm going to be honest, dude. I mean, if people are recalling beans,
yes,
like a beanbag chair because suffocation, they should recall pillows.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know how many kids died because another kid is like, oh, yeah, look at this funny, I'm going to fight. Dead.
Mm.
I don't agree with that.
So it used to be because they were refillable, but now they sell them that they're not refillable to get away from that.
Why do you need to refill it? What happens?
To add the beans, so because the beans get all squished.
Oh.
So somebody probably like, choked on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it used to be actual beans in there.
No, there were never beans in there.
Yeah, there was.
Sir? There was never.
Yes, there was.
There was never beans.
Pinto beans?
Like, yeah.
No, the hard ones. You guys are going to look it up and you're going to make me feel like, oh my God, well, sure, we're so sorry.
Dude.
No, type in material they use in bean bags. Yeah, man, they got the name just riffing.
I think they did, man.
I think just by the look of them, they look like a bean.
It's always like those little, like, the white ones.
No, I've been in a bean bag that has beans in it before.
Sir.
Like pinto. It's just like a Mandela effect.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sir. You're actual beans.
No, they were like the dry pinto beans.
No, I get what you're saying.
No, they're in there. Pins. Oh, what's next? Water beds were never water? I'm fucking sick of it.
It was actually a H1O. There was never beans in there.
Yes, there was.
Oh, God. I can't wait
for
this.
Were there real beans in bean bags?
Do I think at some point there might have been a bean bag?
Yes! You fucks. Look, yeah, we're some early forms of bean bags, as well as some modern day ones designed for games. Well, wait.
Yeah, modern day ones designed for games were filled with hacky sacks were filled with beans.
Dude, if you brought a hacky sack to high school, you had no hose. That was the easy way to make friends because you do it by yourself and then people would join and be like, oh, let me do a hacky sack.
Who's worse, the guy who brought it or the guy who joined?
I think it's the same person.
I don't know. Well, I think, if you see someone hitting this hacky sack and you go, I can't wait to hit that. I mean, I don't know, man. Everyone's a loser.
Yeah.
I will say there was this one girl in high school that brought the hacky sack around. Oh, my God. I mean, she would catch it. I mean, she would just beanbag with other fucking weirdos. Mm. I was into those weirdos, but I just didn't want, I was too scared to talk to them.
Right there.
I know. I didn't want to like snake.
She's scared to talk to you. You're scared to talk to her. One day she accidentally kicks the beanbag. It lands on your foot while you're sitting like this perfectly. And she goes, I'm sorry about that. And you're like, ah, no, it's okay. You have great tits. Catch. You're actually pretty cool for being one of those jocks. Yeah, check out this tongue ring. Oh my God, you're such a bad boy.
Yeah, you're just like me. I have two of them.
Apparently these things, they're called Nidos, are the new stress balls of the next generation.
I've seen these.
Let me see.
When did stress balls come about?
Oh man, that looks so fun, honestly.
That does look good.
I want to lick it.
I mean, how quick are people sticking there?
Like, people are buying it for that.
Where? What's in it?
Oh, you can't cut it? Hold on, bitch. Go back, please. I didn't mean to call you bitch. Sorry. You can't cut it?
Cut it.
Cut it, you fuck.
It's not working.
No, you got to press.
Okay.
No.
What type of knife is that? Oh, they open it.
Oh, that looks tasty.
Put that in easy.
What were the ones called that had like the animals in it?
They were, like, when you tubes? Go like this and the head would pop up like that one?
No, it was like the tube you get at the book fair.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude.
Let me see this.
No, go back.
No, I know. Yeah.
Go to images.
What is this?
Ugh, type in tube with liquid water. Tubes, liquid animals.
Type in fleshlight animals.
Yes. Yes. Dude, so cool. What were these called? $4? Oh my God. Fleshlight, I'm going to draw you out of business. Dude,
what,
these.
What are they called?
Oh my, I water love. Wigglers. Dude, I love these. These would calm me down. And you know what? I'm going to get one. Every time I go to post on Instagram, before I post, I'm going to wiggle my wiggler. Yes.
Oh, fuck. Yes. I mean,
I can
dude.
Feel it. Whoa, don't zoom in on that motion.
Dude. I mean, you're talking about that last one. Yeah, there we
what
go.
The
I
fuck?
Knew it, bro.
What the fuck?
I mean, immediately ones, you're fucking that.
The ones with the plastic animals in it, that's like a, that's a little more texture.
So marry, fuck, kill, water wigglers.
Water wiggler.
I'm trying to think.
Water wiggler.
Lava lamps.
Lava lamps.
Or the horseshoe, the, no, what are they called? Oh, fuck. You would feed them. Horse.
A dog.
They're called little horses or something.
Oh, those what, mini like seahorses?
Seahorses.
A seahorse, like an actual seahorse?
What were they called?
I don't know.
All right, never mind. Forget that then. I was
I
trying to think
those
of
those things.
You know what's crazy? Is people bought Slinkies and like that was their like PlayStation 91 years ago. Like they would just watch it go down the
oh,
stairs
even
and be
less.
Like, hell yeah.
People would flick at the door stopper for an hour. And be like, oh, this is a pretty good matchup today.
I miss it.
Yeah.
There's too much happening, man.
Dude, there's so much stimulation.
You remember digging a hole? Buddy, I would go in my backyard, unbeknownst to my mother, and just dig a fucking hole. And in my kid head, I was like, I'm going to find something down here.
Would you do the thing where you're like, I'm going to dig to the other side of the world?
Yeah, but I was always be like, there's going to be Civil War memorabilia down here. Mm. I always thought I was going to find an arrowhead or like some type of nickel. But I would just dig holes, dude.
And that was the only thing on your mind?
It. I was in an Uber like a couple of days ago. And I'm driving to the airport. And I just had that moment where I was like, on my phone. I had that moment where I was like, no. Put your fucking phone down. Look out the window. And I looked out the window, dude. And I was just like, oh, this is what it used to be. You would just pick your head up and you're in an Uber. Or in the backseat of a car in general and just look out the window. Like, that's what you did. You saw trees. You looked at people. You saw nature. You looked up at the sky and was like, I wonder if God's real. Now, I'm just fucking on TikTok and Instagram reels just burning a hole in my existence. We need to just embrace nature.
It's just too accessible. It's like back in the day, if you just had a TV at any convenience of the day. Like, you're paying, you're like, pull a TV out of your pocket.
I know. I mean,
there's no creativity in it, which I hate. It's like a good, cheap, fast thing, but there's not, like, I don't feel more inspired when I do that.
No, I don't think about bits. I don't think about shit. I don't think about what I have to do. It's like digital jerking off. You're jerking off your brain. Why not get jerked off by nature?
Yeah.
Man, I think I need a day of like meditation. I want to lock my phone up for a day and just see how I feel.
Well, I do too, but I feel like it would be easier to do it with others. Like if you and I went to like a lake for a day and didn't have a phone, I think it'd be easy because you can kind of like human it.
Yeah.
You know?
What about just like going for a walk, man? Like I'll be going for a walk with Gigi. Captain, I'm out of cup, big and huge.
Fat.
Big. She's tiny and big and little. And I'll take her and I'm just on my phone the whole time.
Sad. I get sad when I see dog owners walking their dog because they're dragging their feet. They're going slow and they're on the phone. Dog's like, can we pick up the pace?
I mean, literally,
girl,
let's go.
Get off Etsy and walk my fat ass.
I mean, I literally just shit on someone's leg because I couldn't get to
yours.
The fucking, yeah.
Yeah, it's sad when you see it. They're just like shuffling their feet, looking at their phone. I think that'd be the one time. I love a good walk because I'm not on my phone. I'll go walk, no music, and then I'll just fucking... Let the ideas percolate.
Will you really?
Yes.
Like leave your phone like in your pocket? Or is it home?
Yeah. Because
wow.
Like, I don't know. I don't want to get hit by a car.
Speaking of car, the largest recall was airbags.
Those used to have beans in them.
Yeah.
No,
well, literally, it affected 67 million cars and they would randomly explode and send shrapnel out of the airbags.
Oh,
it happened in 2008.
My
apparently.
God.
What's shrapnel?
Shrap metal. Like little pieces of metal.
Did you say strap metal?
Shrapnel.
Shrap. Shrap.
Shrap.
Oh.
But imagine driving your airbag just explodes.
I mean, dude, just imagine driving a car you just got. And you're like, dude, I'm about to get so much head. Boom!
Shrapnel!
That is awful. Oh, and what car company? Was it all cars?
It was all cars. It was the certain type of airbag that was put into cars. That's
oh
why.
Oh my God. You know how much millions of dollars it costs all those fucking car companies? I would be furious, dude.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
Dude, so not only was the housing crisis just demolishing our economy, also 67 million cars had to be recalled. You know what's funny is I got in two different recall things in my lifespan about like, hey, your Jetta, blah, blah, blah. I look at it, I read it, I go, nope, not me. I mean, I'm driving on axles that are fucked.
Yeah. Do you guys ever do that, like when Chipotle recalls like their lettuce? I still
just go
to
Chipotle.
Dude, that
was so funny when, I'll never, what?
I just still go. I don't
care.
Yeah,
still go. I don't give a shit.
I'll never forget when I worked at my day job, the recall thing happened. And I was like big news because everybody would go to this one Chipotle at lunch, and then it was like that first week. He's like, "How could they? I could never." Second week, people are like, "Ah." Then one guy does it, and you're like, "Oh, let's see if he lives for tomorrow." And he lives, and you're like, "I guess we're
fuck
back."
It. Yeah, it's like Chick-fil-A. What was the recall, dude? I get letters all the time. I'd be like, "Oh, fucking Chase Bank had a lawsuit. You want to be involved? Am I missing out money?"
I've always wondered that.
Like, could you guys get
I think
him?
It's
and just
so
rip
much
them up?
Work to, for the payoff, but maybe I don't know.
I know.
I always see those random ass ones late at night on the TV. It's like, if you were taking Viagra in 2006 and 2007, you're eligible for money. I'm dead if I was taking Viagra in 2006.
100% dead. 100% dead.
You're eligible if you were using Beanie Babies in the year 2001. If you had a LaBooBoo between 2025 and 2026.
If
dude,
you had
I
a
see
mom
people online buying clothes for the LaBooBoos.
I'm telling you right now, mark my words, you can play this back. In 17 years... this world is gone.
That's a lot for you. I mean, like six.
No, we have 17 more years. Super volcano gone. So if these people want to have LaBooBoos.
Soup or volcano, I'll take a soup all day. Dude, you know what?
Buddy, I hated it and then I loved
yes,
it.
Yes, you know what? Okay, you know what I like?
Me?
Yes, but
good.
Okay, another set. New set idea.
New set? You can't have a new set.
Hold on.
Okay, wait.
I think we could add it to this or
it's hot in here.
A different wall. It's so hot in here. So it's like a vertical wall that just goes down.
Okay.
Like just flat.
Yep.
But it's two sleeping bags stapled to the wall. So we're kind of like mummies and we're like propped in sleeping bags. And
good.
We have pillows. So it's like we're in like sleeping bags for a podcast. Because I feel like those are the best conversations.
Oh, right.
Like in middle school, I would lay on my friend Jason's floor. He would always take the fucking bed piece of shit. How come when you're the guest, you got to sleep on the floor?
Yeah, fuck you, get on the floor
get
with
up.
Me or let
I'm
me get
guest.
In there.
I'm the guest.
Dude, I just sleep in their bed with them. Dude, me and Randy Syfax would have sleepovers and I would just sleep in his bed.
Yeah, that's true. But like, I feel like those moments, like right when they turn the light out and we'd all be sitting there. I remember one conversation so distinctly. Me, my buddy Jason, and Jared, and we're all like, Jared, you're going to be the last guy to kiss a girl. You're going to be the last guy to kiss a girl. Like, we were so young, like fifth grade or something that like, or maybe even younger, like the thought of kissing girls, like, dude, you're going to be last. You're going to be last. It was like right when you get over cooties and you start like, whoa, hoes.
Yeah.
And then he ended up beating us in that game because he had a child quick.
Whoa.
He was like, oh, you think I'm going to kiss a girl ass? Cool. I'm 18 with a child.
Yeah, cool. Watch me jizz in a girl unprotected. I'm so happy you kissed Christina underneath the fucking jungle gym. I just raw dog Mrs. fucking Pat.
What? But I love those sleepover conversations like right before you go to bed.
Oh God, I know they're the greatest. And those sleepovers that you have where you start, everyone just starts being like weird and crazy. You're like on sugar and it's just like you're tired, but you're not. And you stay up way later than you ever have in your life.
Why don't we have more sleepovers as adults?
Because we're trying to get head, bro.
Yeah, sleepover. Knock, knock.
I don't know, hey, man. I honestly, I would love to. I would love to look out of the window and not on my phone. I'd love to have a sleepover with you guys.
Yeah,
I'd love
to chug movies, water and fucking food.
Yes.
I think.
But see, this is the problem. I'm sorry to cut you off, but this is the problem. We can do that.
Yeah.
But the moment we leave this fucking studio, we get 19 emails from fucking our agents, and then this thought evaporates.
Well, what it is also the reality of it. You go like, well, does he have blackout curtains in his living room?
I know.
Well, is my back going to hurt from sleeping on a couch?
I didn't
think about this shit at all. I'd be sleeping on fucking concrete and be like, how'd you sleep? I'd be like, I never even thought about that question.
Dude, when you're young, no one even fucking asks you, how'd you sleep? I'm 12. I slept great.
I was
my
so
uncle
high.
Tried to touch me.
You want to have a sleepover soon?
Dude, honestly, the answer is yes. I want to be a human being. I feel like I'm so far away from being a human being. We used to have rags over our cocks and we used to walk around and just lay in grass and watch the stars and the stars were our Netflix and it was fucking awesome. Now we're just inundated with all this goddamn stimuli. I'm hard for no reason. My back hurts. You know what I mean?
We do kind of, what was that?
I get hard for no reason. My back hurts.
Okay, cool. Well, that's why your back hurts. You're taking the blood flow from your back and putting it in your cack. In your cack. Well, you know, okay, two thoughts here. One, I'm related. I was in Boston.
Related with who? To who?
Cousin. I was in Boston. And like, sometimes I feel like it's a bit. Like when you hear, like when one of the guys, like this girl's reversing the car and he goes, oh, park the car. And I'm like, you don't really need to talk like that.
No.
That's a bit. And I'm like, you're doing this because I'm a California guy. And you're like, let me show the California. And he goes, yeah, you're going to want to park the car. And I go,
stop. Yeah. Calm down, Matt Damon. This is not the town. Jesus Christ.
And like, they were saying wicked. And I'm like, are we that Boston?
Yeah.
And listen, this is going to get clipped. And people from Boston are big. He's a wicked fucking bitch. I ain't going to his Will Turn show. Please do. But like, I heard that and I was like, hold on. Do you actually, second thought.
When I went to the UK, I felt the same way. Hello. Stop it right now. Say hello. Say hello. Drive on the right
Add
side of the road.
H,
say hello.
Hello.
You don't talk like this.
What was my second thought?
The second thought was, cut you off.
Oh.
Yeah.
We kind of do sleepovers on the road when we get an Airbnb.
Oh.
Those I love because we'll all stay up in the living room watching TV till like 3 a.m. Then we go to sleep. And that's like the best sleep you'll ever get because I go right to bed. I don't go to my room and lay on my phone. I'm like, I'm all socialized out. I hung out with my people.
Dude, you're so right. I had such a great fucking sleepover moment. I was with my buddy Neil and Jesse, and we got food late as fuck. We're eating Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And they had their own room, and I had and I had my room, but I was in their room because I wanted to have the hangout. I'm eating Taco Bell with my buddy Neil. We're watching fucking the U.S. Open on a computer. We're all dying laughing, and you're right. By the time that was over, I just go back to my room and go to sleep. So fun. So, yes, we do have sleepovers, but I'm talking about like a fucking sleepover. Like no screens, none.
Or if it's a screen, you're all watching it.
Yeah. Just like a tent.
Would you build forts in your house?
I was just going to ask you that. I didn't. My mom was yelling at me about mortgages. So I didn't. She was yelling at me about.
This is a mortgage.
Yeah. I mean, she literally. My mom would literally yell at me about stuff my dad didn't give her. And I'm like, I literally look at her and go, who is dad?
Hey, chat, who is dad?
No, but she would. She was just so stressed out. She'd be like, and the fucking child support's late, Michael. I'm like, I'm 7 years old.
I'm 7. I just found out what a Lego is and I ate 3 of them.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're delicious.
Why'd you always want to put stuff? Okay, I'll stop myself here.
Why
you always want to put stuff in your mouth when you're a kid? You're like, oh, this Lego has really cool tires on it. Dinner,
dude. Those Lego tires though,
fire,
delicious,
bro. Hear me
I mean,
out.
If you had a piece of
hear
pizza and you put Lego tires on that bitch, I'd
oh
get
my
it.
God, instead of olives,
yeah, fuck
we
olives.
We should make a gum,
all right,
that is shaped like Lego tires.
I mean, I would invest right now.
That's your own company.
But no, it's a good idea. Like, oh, how about this? Like Lego tires, but gummies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And put weed in them. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm like all that little kid stuff that you put in your mouth. Oh, gum? Like, glue. Gum. I'm fucking dumb. The glue stick? Make that like a gummy.
The blue one?
Yeah. Oh, I would suck that blue down to the nub, dude.
Yeah.
But why was it blue? It didn't do anything extra.
It was all mental.
It would all mental. I'd suck that. I would be like, it's like a Blue Man Group dick. I would fucking eat that shit. Yeah.
And it smelled like sweet enough. Like they were putting some sugar in there. Yeah. It's like how they sugarcoat Advil. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. It is. It is.
Advil's delicious.
It's like
I suck on it before I swallow it.
Of course.
Do not clip that.
Clip it right now. But that's a good idea, dude. An Advil, but a gummy.
Dude, my family was so healthy growing up that like that was the sweets in my house was like sucking on Advil.
You didn't have sweets in your house?
Never.
So where'd you get them? You have friends' houses. Sweet tooth.
Oh, or yeah. I would go to CVS with my friends and I would buy like sour Skittles or something. But dude, like in my house, I told you my mom had a rule. There couldn't be sugar over 6 or 7 grams. I don't remember which one it was, but shopping for cereal with my mom as a kid, it had to have 6 or below.
But you were pounding coffees.
But yeah, they're like, he'll figure out his taxes. But yeah, I couldn't. And I would put sugar in my own cereal.
Did you guys ever eat the actual candy, the hard candy, the Lego candy?
Oh, buddy, they do have it.
The tires? But
not the wheels, though. The actual like Lego candy.
That was literally like when somebody tells a joke and somebody tells it louder. Alex, like, have you ever had the candy Legos? And you're like, yo, they got candy Legos right there.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Not the wheels, though.
The wheels, though, is funny.
Yeah, what are people building with that? Diabetes? Slow to get to it, but we got the laughs.
All right. Got it. Those look delicious, but those are not really what you put in your mouth.
They're so dry.
Yeah, they're dry as fuck.
Goddamn. How do you guys know? You never had them.
I have. Candy cigarettes are ripped, though.
I mean,
this set needs cigarettes.
Yeah.
Candy cigarettes.
Yep.
Each time we talk, we take a drag.
I would love to.
You ever use a fleshlight in the fall?
Yeah, I fill it up. Someone's filled up a fleshlight before cleaning it.
You're talking to him.
Shut up.
Dude.
This set does make me want to smoke a cigar.
Whiskey.
Smack my wife around.
Well, you have a wife?
I don't know.
Yeah, we should have add to this. Like,
yeah. We got to put definitely some liquor or something.
Yeah.
We both don't really drink when we're liquor.
I know.
You know what we should put it? I told you guys, I had a humidifier? Humidifier? Humidor. We should put a humidor here.
Bless you. Yeah, we should. What do you do when people buy you a shot on stage? Do you take it?
I go, oh, thank you so much. I don't drink, though. Thank you.
That's funny. Having me in Portland, I said that. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't drink. She goes, you don't drink? And some guy goes, what about the White Claw? And I go, give me the shot. I go at the end of the show, I'll take it.
I let me actually take that back. I've taken a shot on stage once.
Gets a huge roar from the audience.
Oh my God. I go, I am the least funny person in the world because now this room is capable of that. My shit ain't shit.
What do you mean?
Like, if you take a shot, you like, and then you understand like what, like they can make
how
way
loud
more.
They
yes.
Can.
Yeah.
Almost like, I was just gonna say, that's almost like the bad part about crowd work is seeing how nuts a crowd can go over a moment.
Yep.
You're like an orchestra. You're like, and then you're like telling jokes and they're like, you're like, what about the
yeah, I know you guys are capable of the ka-ka-ka. We heard it. I know you can. I did drink a beer on stage one time when it was in Houston. I clipped it before. I was in Houston.
You guys in the front?
Yes. They were gang bangers. And they kept offering me a beer, and eventually I just took it. So they shut the fuck up. If you guys are listening, I'm sorry. I love you guys. Well, shut the fuck up. And then I started drinking it like I was fucking Shane Gillis. It was a Bud Light too. I was making fun of them. They were drinking Bud Light and being so fucking hard and gangery.
Gangery?
I just made that name up.
I kind of like it. You guys look a little gangery over here. I kind of want to drink a Red Solo cup on stage, but just have it with like Celsius or water.
Yep. I will say though, I drank it and I was early on in the set. I had at least 30 more minutes and I was like, oh, I can't believe I did this. It was fine, but I was like, you know, you feel like 3% off. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't love this.
Yeah, because I think one drink makes me feel a little off, but then there's a gap between like 2 and 8 where it's the same buzz. But then once 8 hits, I'm like, cocked. But even like a little bit, I'm like, whoa.
I haven't been on stage ever in my life like fucking hammered. I want to do that. I want to have like just a drunk Blau show where I'm like 5-6 drinks in and I'm just ham. I did it. I went on stage one time, but it wasn't like my show. I was just riffing with Akash and my buddy Case. And it was so fun.
Yeah.
Like we were just, I was loose.
The club I just played this weekend, I think this would be a really fun model to do. They had a regular size room. And then they had a second stage, mm-hmm. which sat like 75. And it'd be fun to do like a, all right, guys, whoever just came to this show, you're welcome to stay. I'm going to go to the other room. I'm going to take some shots. Let's see what we can come up with.
Oh, it's so fun. I literally, I love that idea. I just pitched to the fucking people, that the agents or whatever, that to do a new material show like that, but in reverse. So I'll do the small room. Like the early show will be the small room to work out stuff and then come over to the bigger room to see the full set. Oh, really?
Fun. Yeah.
Like come over to the big room?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's so cool.
I did that in Sacramento. I did like a 4 p.m. show and then I labeled it as like new material, just like crowd work show.
Oh, fuck. How was it?
Great. It was fun.
And so the people from the 4 o'clock came over to the
some
next show?
Some audience stayed for seven and they're like, we'll go to that one.
And you saw them? Like that? That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like if you sell out and you know, you have extra tickets and they're like, mm-hmm. okay, well, it has to be a matinee or like a midnight show. You're
right.
Like, okay, well, do I want to run the hour 3 times or do I want to like use one of those hours to be like kind of fuck around? But like label it that so they know it's like what they're getting.
Dude, a drunk show or even like Akash done this on stage before. He gets like fucking fucked up on mushrooms and does a show.
So does Josh Wolf.
Yes, Josh Wolf. Yeah.
His like he's like known for his last show of the weekend to be a mushroom set.
Oh, God. I would be scared. I don't know how.
I'm
like,
scared. Think about it.
I've never like micro-dosed, but how I feel on a macro-dose there is no fucking way I would want to do stand-up.
There was a show that I used to do probably 5-6 years ago in town. It was at a dispensary.
Okay.
And like I would take like one hit before going up.
Oh, God.
And I felt like if I was high and the audience was high, we'd be on the same page. So if everybody kind of micro-dosed.
Oh, that's cool.
I think it'd be fun. I mean, granted, it'd be fucking insane. Like they...
Yeah, I'd almost want them to be sober. Because then it's like you're trying. I don't know, man. I felt safer
if I knew that they were high and I was high.
Yeah, I definitely feel that perspective, but it's almost like I think I would rather, you know, like a comic goes on stage and he's like clearly hammered, but he like leans into it. And it's like funny to watch a hammered guy do comedy because you're more sober. So it's like it's the spectacle, but it would be kind of. In my head, it'd be weird to be on mushrooms and watch someone on mushrooms. It's almost like the spectacle of it's gone because you're fucked up like them, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. I just felt like if a high person's talking to another high person, they kind of get it. But if like you were really high right now and you're like, yo, bugs, the 6 feet, you suck them all, I'd probably actually get on board with that. But like, I feel like there's something about the wavelength of people being on the same. It's like you're watching the same movie.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the greatest laughs of my life have been with someone that's also on the same drugs I'm on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, we had like 2 or 3 laughs when we were in Amsterdam. We were on mushrooms. I was fucking dying.
Yeah, that was great.
But yeah, I would love to do a show that's like a little, I don't know.
Or even just like a riff around one.
Yeah. I'm doing like new material nights. I'm like planning them in LA. You're obviously welcome to come do some shit. But where? Mm-hmm. I'm doing one at this point. There's only 2 planned: one in the lab and then one in the belly room.
Belly room. I love the belly room.
Oh my God, it's one of the best rooms in the city. Honestly, it's great. Fucking great. Anyways, but maybe I should do not one of those, but like a later one. If I'm gonna do it, try to do it like once a month. Maybe one of those can be like I'm on weed.
It would be really fun to just do like a crowd who just saw you do an hour.
Yeah.
And then be like, hey, we're going here. Because then they, one, already got a show and they know how funny and how capable you are of funny.
Yeah.
But now you're like, oh, I'm going to take some shots. I'll see you guys in 20 minutes.
Cool.
Let's fuck around. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, doing.
And then some people can go home if they want. But if there's a crowd, it's like, dude, I'll fucking drink with Michael. Are you kidding me? That sounds so funny.
If that's the theme, right? If not just a comic like them too.
Yeah,
I mean they're already going to be pretty fucking drunk, but I think it would be fun, really fun to try it for sure. Clips, Blau drunk on stage.
All right, you guys want to do a sock talk?
Let's do it.
All right, Carly wants you guys to check out this teacher who explains all the new words kids use in his class.
Sorry,
she wants you to guess what they mean as well. So here's the teacher.
Yeah, weekly update on the words that kids are saying this week. It is Wednesday, September 3rd, and I wrote down the words that I heard most in the classroom this week. I need to know, are you hearing the same ones, different ones? Which one do you need me to define for you? Coming in at number one, we have "you stole my brain rot." Now, this isn't like a slang word with meaning.
Do you want to guess what that means, or do you want to just listen to what he...
Like if somebody says something, somebody goes, bro, I already said that.
Oh.
But like if you're like, man, this test is so bazoinky.
I think it's them confirming what the other person says. So if the other person says like a brain rot term, it's essentially being like, yo, I feel you. Like I feel that brain rot, like you stole like out of my brain.
Oh, that's good.
Let's see. Comes from a Roblox game where they're stealing each other brain rot and they are pissed about it. And so they are confronting each other at school about stealing each other's brain rot. So that's number one. I've heard that.
I don't even understand that fucking, what's the explanation?
Oh, you like stole my game. You stole my idea. You copied off my paper.
Yeah, it's you copied me. Okay. It's the new you copied me. That's okay. Fucked up.
I'm going to walk up to Louis C.K. and be like, bro, you stole my brain rot. It's like, literally, what the fuck you say to me?
At the most. Number two, we have 6-7. It's starting to die down because teachers are kind of cracking down on it a little bit, but it's still very much at the top of the list. Number three, this
we know what 6-7 is.
We know what 6-7 is, but we can...
It was popular a little bit while back, but it's coming back with a vengeance. Seabow. They're saying it's Seabow. Now,
My favorite. It's my favorite.
Nothing. You know this?
Shut your bitch ass up. Nothing makes me laugh harder than opening someone's comment section. That's the top comment. I say that to my girl all the time. She'll text me like a paragraph and I'll just write that right back. Or I'll send her a screenshot of ChatGPT that says, summarize this. And then I'm gonna say, shut your bitch ass up.
Wow, that's great.
Dude, it's the best acronym of letters ever. Shut your bitch ass up.
It's
I never knew how to pronounce it, though.
Which stands for shut your B-word, A-word up.
Discuss a moment.
That's what that one means. Cybal. And then number four, unk. I've been called unk a lot, but this week it's been a lot more than usual. And then lastly, number five, we have the SDIYD. Yes,
I know this one. Do you know this one?
I don't know this one. Yeah.
The first one isn't shut. First word.
Yeah.
This one's crazy. I don't get it.
Suck dick if yo bitch tits.
That's it. How did you know that?
Suck dick if yo bitch tism. What is it?
So the first one starts with start.
Start?
Yeah.
Start. I don't know.
Digging.
Start digging if your bitch.
You got Y right.
Yeah. Start digging. I don't know.
Start digging in your butt, twin.
Oh, fuck.
You're like, that's what my mom was texting.
That's exactly what I knew. You know what's so funny is I know what it means, but I don't know
what it means.
I don't know like what the acronym is.
What does it mean?
It means like eat my ass.
Start.
It's like there, it's eat
like,
my ass.
Yeah, it's like shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, what do you do if you're a teacher and a kid just yells out, put the fries in the bag?
I mean, there's so much shit that flows so crazy. And so the slang is changing every month. I mean, teachers are losing their minds.
Yeah.
Dude, was anything ever as impactful as YOLO?
No.
There's people with that tattooed on them right now.
Dude,
most of them
people are in jail. Their people are in jail. They said YOLO. They try to jump over a cow. They missed. The cow died. And now they're in fucking prison. Like YOLO has put more people in prison than, I mean, than
it sounds
most.
So old. It sounds it so does. Outdated.
I think there's going to be Seabow tattoos, definitely.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That was great.
My new special is going to be called Seabow. Live from Portland, Seabow.
Have you seen the thing where creators are getting big in their job and then they're quitting the job that made them big?
And then talking about it?
And trying to be an influencer just as a person. But no one wants to watch their regular, like their content as a human.
There's comics right now that made a living off nursing content. Like there's two comics that I know. There's one that's actually massive.
They sell tickets, yeah.
Yeah. Like, what's
his name? Blake.
Nurse Blake, yes, exactly. And I mean, obviously he makes just nursing content, but he's massive.
But this Hubs Life guy, he he was a, like a 9-to-5
yeah,
worker.
Yeah, what was this about? People were like talking about it.
Yeah, so he started as a 9-to-5 just employee, like a day in the life of. And so then he quit his 9-to-5 and tried to just become like a day in the life of a just internet personality. Oh. And he's getting killed online because like no one wants to watch that. They want to watch him in his cubicle doing work.
Well, it's more more people in the world working in an office than are influencers.
So right. He's going to have to get a studio, build a cubicle, and fake like he still has a job.
Yeah. Dude, and so now he's on live like begging for galaxies and begging
oh,
for
no. Because
he needs to, you know, keep his lifestyle up.
That's so fast. Like there was a guy I used to watch on prison TikTok. He'd just show meals. Prison TikTok is the greatest place in the world. That's my comfort. That's my safety. But I'd watch him. He would show you like what they could make in prison. Like he had a phone, I think, in prison. He was doing it. And then when he got out, he made a set that looked like a jail.
Great.
Which is smart. So like you said, make a cubicle in your house. I mean, fucking lie. Yeah. Hey, today my boss yelled at me for not doing the Excel.
My boss said YOLO and I hit him in the face.
Yeah, lie. You gotta lie.
Yeah, but you're stuck to one thing if you get big that way on TikTok. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
It is, and he might find something else.
Yeah.
Nah, he's
but,
done.
Yep. Yeah, but what you get big for is what people know you for.
Right.
It's not always the case. You can build out of it. I mean, dude, Alex Warren, his song is so massive right now, but like he was doing YouTube. He was in a sketch of mine when we were like making fun of like TikTokers in the Hype House. He did like very like vlog like David Dobrik style. But now people hear him and they're like, wait, this guy did YouTube?
Yep.
You can position. It's a weird angle out. And I think same with Addison Rae. They both put out a song in the beginning. People are like, what the fuck is this? And then you do another song a year later. It's actually well produced.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, you can get out of that hump. He's that Hub's life. He's one good big video away from getting out of that. But it's a lot of comments saying, shut your bitch ass up, put the flies in the bag. So, dude, I feel like I'm like ChatGPT, like I'm a transmitter for like the between. I'm like breaking it down for him. I'm like, listen, you're going to get a lot of people telling you to start digging in your butt, twin. But you should start digging into your brain, twin. Start digging into that creative space. God, I could be a mentor for so many people online. But I need a mentor. Who do I go to for help?
Burt Kreischer.
I did.
I know.
He's our guest next week. Burt.
Burt Kreischer.
All right, secret sock.
Secret sock.
Again? Kidding.
Help our friends with a debate. Is screwing a girl more hardcore than drilling a girl?
Screwing and drilling?
Screwing is fine. Drilling is crazy.
Drilling is cool because I think about like drilling for oil.
Really, dude? Drilling is like a girl's like borderline not having a good time. Screwing is like what you did in like 1936.
You have a joke about this. Fracking. I think fracking is the hardest. Yeah, I was fracking in that thing.
If you're saying I was fracking in that thing, you were alone.
I was fracking that.
I mean, dude, but yeah, but for like screwing is like, oh, I screwed her. Like it sounds lightweight.
What
drilling is, dude, drilling, all I'm imagining is the girl in Doggy. She's holding on. She's literally holding onto the bed for dear life. And the dude is trying. He's doing like, he's acting as if he's at the NFL combine and he's trying to beat the 40-yard dash. Like he's
40-yard smash.
Yes. He's
title question mark
out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's digging in her butt, twin. It's crazy.
He's drilling in her butt, twin.
Yeah.
Title?
Title. So if your girl went, wow, you drilled me hard last night, or wow, you screwed me hard.
I would say, can I give that in a voice memo so you can play it louder for everybody I meet today?
Yeah, but I'd rather her say, you drilled me crazy last night than screwed me. Screwed me just sounds
screwed
like...
Screwed sounds traditional.
Yeah, screwed me sounds like I'm in CYO.
I got screwed last... What do people say now? Hit? What do you say?
Cracked.
Cracked is insane.
You're right.
Cracked is crazy.
Well, like, I feel like a couple of years ago, if you were cracked, you were really good at something. Like, oh, bro's cracked at Fortnite.
Yeah.
Yep.
But now he's fucking Fortnite. Bro, you're cracked at comedy. I have sex with a microphone?
Hold on, what did you say?
Yeah, cracked, hit, cracked.
Beat it up.
Coached. Beat. You ever heard of that?
No.
That was like years ago. Like, some of my uncle's friends were all talking.
Oh, no. I don't ever want to hear what uncle was talking about.
They're like, yeah, like, who are you coaching? And I was like, what are you talking about?
Damn. And they're like,
well, that's another term. That's what we used to use in the 90s. We said, oh, I was coaching her.
Yeah,
that sounds terrible.
What did our dad say?
Here's another Quaalude.
Oh, no. Because her muscles were sore the next day.
Exactly.
From such passionate loving.
Yeah, what did our dad say?
So in the 70s, it was jump someone's bones.
Oh, I like that.
Just call my dad. Let's see. Yes. Let's see what he used. Let's see what he used to say. What time is it over there? Fuck, 8:36.
He's done jerking off.
He just might be asleep.
He's like, you mean cracked? I just did.
Digging in your ass, twin. He knows everything. He knows everything. Come on, pick up, sir.
Trevor, you want to call your dad?
I could.
His dad, for? Is your dad? Like, help!
Help!
Dad, it's 8:30.
All right. Hi, this is Eric Blaustein. Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Cutest mess in the world. Father, you're live on freaking Stiff Socks right now. We're trying to figure out in back in the 70s when you were slinging that freaking Jewish pipe. We're trying to figure out what you used to say, because we say like, oh, I'm fucking, oh, I cracked her vagina in half. But what did you say like after you beat it up? You know what I mean? Call me back. Very important. I love you so much. I got to take my thing off. Do not disturb in case he calls. What'd you call your dad?
No, Jack? Definitely not.
Really?
Jeff, call your dad.
Thank you. Alex, call your dad.
What's he doing right now?
I already told you coached.
Oh, fuck. You're right.
Well, that was my uncle.
My dad's probably at dinner with my mom right now. She'll be like, well, I don't know. If my dad just answers someone, he goes, oh, fucking, you know?
All right. Damn, fucking dad.
Well, we still have ads and stuff. He could probably call
yeah,
back.
Yeah, okay.
That's
it. We're done after this.
What did it say in like the 80s and 90s?
Oh yeah.
Check. Jiggy with it? Ooh. Oh, fuck.
80s was do the nasty.
Okay. Too long.
Yeah.
90s was booty call.
Yeah. No, this fucking
bump uglies.
But you don't say
bump uglies.
Bump uglies.
Bump uglies was huge.
Knock boots.
Knock boots. Puss in boots.
These are like sentences. I'm like, yeah, what's the one word? Piped. Yeah. Cracked.
It looks like Smash came in the early 2000s.
Around Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shrek.
Yep.
And boning was big in the 2000s.
Bone is. Do you know how many guys call their bedroom the bone zone?
And in the 1950s, it was backseat bingo or boil my cabbage.
Honestly, dude, I'm stealing that shit. Did I just miss my fucking dad's phone call?
Boil my cabbage is hard.
Dude, Blue Shield called me. I should have fucking picked up and asked him.
Oh, and in the 60s was home run.
Home run's great. Oh. Hold on, what is it? What about the cabbage? What was it?
Boil my cabbage.
Dude, I'm taking that back. How was last night? Dude, boy, that bitch's cabbage.
Boy, that cabbage.
Oh my God, it turned her pussy into coleslaw, dude. I love it.
I was in that shit so long, it fermented. I got that kimchi pussy.
Oh, dude, I turned my dick into a pickle.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Pickled.
And I guess, yeah, 2010s was Netflix and chill.
See, but that's wow. Not, yeah.
But also Smash, yeah. Yeah.
Smash, hit, pipes.
Wow. So what's what about 1900s? What about like, you know, 1907?
Okay.
Unguarded.
Yeah, it's going to be something like that.
Bump uglies.
That's crazy.
That one doesn't feel great.
It also like makes me say that my dick is ugly.
Yeah.
So theirs was fool around and haul someone's ashes.
What?
Haul someone's ashes?
It's a dual meaning in the 20th century, which could mean either to beat someone up or to have sex with them. Beat.
Haul their ashes?
All this boils down to beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beat. Smash.
Correct.
I think smash is the...
Smash is great.
In the 1920s, they said, making whoopee.
Yes, ooh, dude. That. Making whoopee's great. What was it? Boiled cabbage?
Boiled cabbage has never been said before.
No.
In the bedroom? Yeah, I boiled that cabbage.
Oh, I'm going to say it. I like it.
Ooh, what about butter your bread? Honestly, anything with the right tone sounds great.
Yeah.
I'll fix that flat tire, girl.
Oh, my God. I tied that bitch's shoes.
I ate a Nutri-Grain last night. My friend in college would always say, if he had sex, he'd be like, let's just say there was a hot dog in a bun last night.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good.
That is
great. Shout out to my boy, Nick.
Nick.
With a K.
silent or no? Dude, that's crazy to say. My name's Nick the Gay Silent. It's crazy. It keeps getting funnier to me. Did we do it?
Yeah, that was a
man. First episode
in the new studio. We're gonna keep adding. And Bert Kreischer was on yesterday. He had an idea where guests should bring some to add to the wall every time. So this could be pretty cool. We could add some fun monumental stuff. We'll get Thomas Dale back on here. He'll bring us a cum-filled actual sock. It's a real thing that happened early on back in the early East of Sox days.
Real thing. All right. Well, that is it, man. All right. Thank you so much for hold your phone far away and squint your eyes.
At his head.
I mean, she is getting it in there.
That is
what is that?
That's a hamburger on wheat bread.
What?
First of all, that bun looks awful.
I burnt the bun. Guys, I don't see anything but head. This is the worst.
I didn't even have to squint my eyes when I saw that.
Hold on.
How do people do this? Did you guys see the burger?
Oh, I see it. Sorry to cut you off.
Type in burger John Cena. That's the most teed up thing I've ever said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, squint your eyes.
Yeah. Whoa.
How do people like figure that out?
Wow.
It's literally John Cena. And then you open your eyes and it's
a burger.
A very good looking burger. But how do people.
Do you think someone made that and took a picture and was like, whoa, God, sir, John Cena?
Nah, you probably AI'd that shit. Make a burger look like John Cena if you squint. I mean, it's. Wait, maybe they put the burger on top of it? I don't know.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Anyways, I'd crack that burger. Has that been an episode?
I mean, dude, a burger is actually great to crack. Anyways, guys, that is it. Thank you so much. Friendly reminder, we have a Patreon. Drops every Friday ad-free, $5 a month. And also with that Patreon subscription, you get ad-free Wednesday's episode as well. So that is patreon.com/stiffstockspod. Comes to Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blast on our tour. We love you guys. And I know there's something at Big Old Dick.